is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Illinois governor and Chicago mayor are suing to try to block the Trump administration's plan to deploy National Guard troops to the city. U.S. Supreme Court's rejected an appeal from Ghislaine Maxwell, the imprisoned co-conspirator of Jeffrey Epstein. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
Maxwell is staying in prison, although she and her counsel have made overtures towards the Trump DOJ to try to get some benefit from her cooperation.
House Speaker Johnson blasts the top Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, as the government shutdown continues.
In his desperation, they hastily filed an outrageous counterproposal. It is a wild wish list. A big government liberal nonsense.
Adobe analyst Vivek Pandya with an early holiday shopping forecast.
This holiday season, we're expecting about $253.4 billion to be spent online.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. This month, the State Department of Transportation urges parents and caregivers to set good examples for teen drivers. Isabella Nieto has more.
A teen driver is involved in a crash every 28 minutes in Wisconsin. In 2024, teen drivers were involved in over 18,000 crashes statewide, causing 70 fatalities and over 5,000 injuries. 24 teenage drivers were killed in these crashes. October is Teen Driver Safety Month, encouraging parents and caregivers to teach their teens how to drive safely. In a video released by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, State Trooper Drager urged parents to make sure their teens know the rules of the road before getting behind the wheel.
Your teen watches how you drive, so be sure to set the right example. Be consistent with the message you tell your teen and your own driving behaviors.
The Wisconsin DOT urges parents and caregivers to have conversations with their teens about the importance of safe driving and being clear about the rules. Never drive impaired, buckle up, avoid distractions, and watch the speed limit.
We all have a role in keeping teens safe on the road. Thanks for doing your part.
For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
United Way's Day of Caring is scheduled for October 25th this year. People can still register to get help with their yards. This community event is intended to help elderly or disabled residents who would otherwise have difficulty getting their yards ready for winter. You have until 4 p.m. on October 10th to register with the United Way. You can call 715-421-0390. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The playoffs continue in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Cubs. Tonight in Game 2 of their best-of-five series, the Brewers winning Game 1 on Saturday 9-3, lefty Aaron Ashby named the opener for the crew tonight. NFL, the Packers back at work after a bye. They'll host Cincinnati on Sunday. College football, the Badgers losing at Michigan 24-10. Luke Fickell.
Well, we're not here to sugarcoat anything. Obviously, there obviously is always some good, but our ability to sustain and finish is where, you know, we still are not close to where we need to be.
Wisconsin has now lost three in a row. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. Giannis recovering from COVID. When will he be ready to play?
We're going to need a good 3 days. He told me two, but after watching them, I think it's three for sure.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. A stray shower can be ruled out. Highs near the 60-degree mark, a north breeze. Shower chances for this evening will wind down. Skies turning mostly clear. Lows in the lower 40s, mid-60s Tuesday. It's 53 at our studios.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, The real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by the incomparable, the indefatigable Congresswoman Gwen Moore, talking all things shut down and who really bears the responsibility. Hint, it's Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the brand new week to you. Happy Monday. America's Fourth Amendment is on life support. What do you do when the government becomes the criminal? It's time for states to start arresting people who break the law. We'll talk about that in a moment. Also, Donald Trump's war on America. Can Trump's invasions into blue states and cities be stopped? Is all this leading to martial law? Has Trump opened himself for prosecution in The Hague? We'll talk about all that stuff in the first hour of the program. In the second hour, democracy has taken a crash course in America. Gerrymandering is a top concern. They're actually downgrade international groups that rate democracies around the world have downgraded America. I'll give you the details in the second hour. This is also very bad news for Donald Trump. A shock poll. The majority of Americans now believe Donald Trump is hurting the economy. Well, right wingers take a tanking economy, or is he losing support? It looks like he's losing support. Also, voter fraud is apparently real, and it's all being done by Republicans. I mean, this is just crazy, what I'm seeing here. Matthew Bodie, PhD, will be with us in the third hour of the program. He will be our only guest for the day. He connects the dots between Kirk, Trump, and the broader Seven Mountains movement in a way no one else has. He's got an amazing book. You're going to find this an absolutely fascinating conversation in the third hour. And our geeky science, there's a new nasal spray that prevents you from getting COVID if you're in a crowd or an airport or an airplane or something like that. So, FYI on all that stuff. All that said, my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled America's Fourth Amendment is on life support. What do you do when the government becomes the criminal? And remember the old TV shows where the cop would come to the door and bang on, hey, I know you're in there, criminal Bill, I know you're in there. Open the door, let me in. And Bill yells from the other side of the door, do you have a what? And the cop goes, no. But open the door. And the guy says, well, come back with a warrant and I'll open the door. And the cop walks away, muttering to himself, well, that's going to take a day. I got to go find a judge. No more. Now they're kicking in doors, shooting pepper gas balls into the open windows of cars driven by reporters, smashing windows and furniture, concealing their faces and identities like the Klan did in the days of old. In Chicago, they've shot two unarmed people, killing one. And there wasn't a warrant signed by a judge to be seen anywhere. People are asking, are we there yet? Is America fascist? Is this now a militarized dictatorship? Well, last week's illegal, unconstitutional military assault on an entire apartment building in Chicago argues that the answer to that question is yes, we're there. And if that attack in Chicago on that apartment building does not cause a level of outrage similar to the outrage about Jimmy Kimmel being canceled, we're screwed, which is why I'm talking about it. You need to be talking about it. You need to be talking to your media about it, whatever radio, TV station, newspaper, whatever you consume. You know, ask them, are you covering this story, this apartment building in Chicago? Because this was a naked violation of state and federal law. This was kidnapping under state law. This was assault under state law. This was destruction of private property, vandalism under state law. Excuse me. And under federal law, pardon me, it's a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment. I mean, this is exactly the stuff that the founders were flipped out about, that the British were doing here in the 1760s and 1770s, when they tried to put down the protest movement that you know, really began in a big way with the Boston Tea Party in the fall of 1773, and then, you know, led to the American Revolution. The founders and the framers of the Constitution, who were also the founders of this country, wrote in the Constitution, in the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, and I quote, "The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized." In fact, over the weekend, there was a Chicago alderperson this is like the city council for Chicago, right? Who was at a hospital. There was a guy, there was two ICE officers standing outside the emergency room because there was an undocumented immigrant in the emergency room being treated. They were waiting to capture this person. And this alderperson, this member of the Chicago equivalent of a city council, simply asked them, "Do you have a warrant?" And they slammed her up against the wall and then put handcuffs on her. You know, that is criminal assault. Now, there are state laws, and by the way, I said this last Friday, I'll say it again. Kristi Noem and Tom Homan and Trump and Vance and Hegseth, they chose very carefully when they picked this apartment building, because it was a low-income apartment building filled with black and brown people. If they had done the same thing on one of the, you know, in one of the apartment buildings on, what is it, Michigan Avenue or Wacker Drive? I forget my geography of Chicago. Those of you listening to me in Chicago know what I'm talking about. There's some very nice parts of Chicago. In fact, most of Chicago is really, really nice. If they had raided a building full of white people looking for the two gang members that they say they got, hell would have rained down on them. But no, they went after black and brown people. And then on top of this, Trump called the Democrats Satan over the weekend. We've got a judge's house that it burned to the ground. Three of her family members are in the hospital right now because she's a liberal judge, apparently. Somebody asked Stephen Miller about that, or somebody asked the question, is the Trump administration going to talk about this? And Stephen Miller just goes nuts, saying, "How dare you bring that up? You're trying to incite more violence." You know, words to that effect. And then Trump comes out with this national security directive that instructs the 200 plus local police and FBI joint terrorism task forces to be on the lookout for any group of people or any person showing the indica of terrorism, including being anti-Christian, anti-capitalism, extremism on migration, race, or gender, and hostility toward those who hold traditional views on family, religion, or morality. Do you have a queer kid? A black or Hispanic friend? Are you black or Hispanic? Are you a union member? Have you failed to attend church over the past few years? Are you Jewish or Muslim? Are you Unitarian? Have you ever donated to a civil rights group? Have you ever voted Democratic or voted for a Republican who Trump despises, like Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger? Well, then you're next. They may have already started surveilling you, tapping your phone, reading your emails, collecting your browser and location history. Now, this isn't the first time we've had masked agents of the state acting as police. The Klan did it right here in Portland, Oregon, in the 1920s and in the 1870s. In fact, the Klan so completely controlled the state of Oregon in the 1876 election, the Hayes versus Tilden election, that they couldn't count our votes for the Electoral College, which is why, you know, Rutherford Hayes became president. And finally, Oregon, and you had Klan members wearing their hoods with guns strapped around their waists, going out and doing police functions here in Portland, Oregon, and in a number of other places around the country, by the way, after Reconstruction and during the 1920s. There was a big Klan revival after, and I think it was 1913, 1914, that President Wilson, Democratic President Wilson, played the Klan recruiting film Birth of a Nation in the White House. And it just went viral. So here's what you need to know. Christopher Armitage over at his Existentialist Republic Substack newsletter points this out. He said, federal agents are committing state felonies every day, breaking and entering, kidnapping, assault. When they kick down doors without judicial warrants, when they detain citizens without probable cause, when they point guns at children, these are crimes under state law. And Democratic governors have the power to prosecute these crimes. When ICE agents face potential state prosecution for breaking down doors, they'll start getting real warrants signed by real judges. When pointing guns at families could mean assault charges, they'll think twice. When detaining U.S. citizens could mean kidnapping prosecutions, they'll check ID more carefully. And Trump can't pardon state crimes. ICE people who commit these crimes and are prosecuted by states go to state prison. Federal government has no say in it. Armitage points out, so when ICE breaks down a door with only administrative paperwork, that's burglary under California Penal Code 459. When they haul away citizens without probable cause, that's kidnapping under Penal Code number 207. And when they point weapons at unarmed families, that's assault under Penal Code 245. So what I'm suggesting, what he is suggesting, is contact your mayor's office, contact your state representatives, contact your state attorney general, contact your governor, and then, of course, call your state, call your federal officials at 202-224-3120 when your congressman or woman and your two senators. And tell them it's time for local officials to start arresting actual criminals who are committing kidnapping and assault and breaking and entering and vandalism in clear sight of all of us. Let's have some law and order here, huh? Begin the prosecutions.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Building confidence and changing lives every day. The SWC YMCA is here for your family, located in the heart of Wisconsin Rapids. Welcome fall with a splash by attending the group swimming lessons provided for all ages. It might be cool outside, but it's always warm inside the pool. Go online today at www.swcymca.org for class information and sign up. The SWC YMCA is here for all ages, from youth to silver sneakers, where a healthy way of living is everything the YMCA supports. Come start your health journey together.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Does a 2025 federal law cut funding for some emergency broadcast alerts? Yes. A law signed by President Donald Trump on July 24th rescinds $9 billion, including $1.1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB. CPB, which funds NPR, PBS, and affiliates, announced it would shut down. Smaller rural stations rely heavily on CPB for weather and emergency alerts. Wisconsin stations got $8.5 million in 2024. The cuts led to a back and forth between Representative Derek Van Orden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on X over whether emergency broadcast alerts would be affected. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
It's hard to even begin to tell you how much I love the clothes that I have from Quince. Seriously. Quince has the kind of fall staples you're actually going to want to wear on repeat over and over. Like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60. Classic fit denim. Real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at roughly half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince, and I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe. They've held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that are as good as, that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Free shipping, 365-day returns, quince.com/Tom.
Now they kick. And the echo sound. A lot like freedom breaking
out on the edge of Chicago town. Helicopters drown out the cries. Masked men with no names or warrants, dragging dreams into the night.
They're kicking down our kept us safe and sure. Before the men that's bleeding on the floor, and the ones who swore to guard it are the ones who broke it first.
say it's just for safety. They say it's for the cause. But there's nothing safe about a boot that doesn't pause. When they come for your neighbor, your friend, your kin, they won't stop there, they'll come again.
What do you do when the badge becomes a mask? What do you say when your freedom's just a task? Do you whisper? Do you kneel? Or do you stand up and make them feel? They're kicking down our doors, and the light is fading fast. If we don't fight for justice now, this moment's gonna last. Before the amendment's crying from the ashes on the floor. And if we don't rise together, there won't be doors anymore.
When the government becomes the criminal, the people become the law.
Here in Portland, an 84-year-old couple. Both of them were 84 years old. They were standing at in front of the ICE facility here in Portland, elderly couple. He was wearing his Vietnam veteran cap and using his walker. And they were violently pushed to the ground by a large group of agents who rushed them. She is in the hospital with a concussion. This is from the Oregonian, our local newspaper. Lori and Richard Ekman, a Vietnam War veteran with 10 years of active duty. They collected the signs they saved from the No Kings rally. Richard's sign said, Vets Against Militarization. Laurie's said, we'll swap one little King Donald for 10,000 plus immigrants. And it was a completely peaceful meeting. And around 2 p.m., a large group of agents burst out of the building and rushed at the Ekmans and other protesters, knocking them to the ground. This is assault. This is you know, violent assault. These people should be arrested. Meanwhile, we have two governors warning of martial law and calling this an invasion. I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break, and I'll pick up your... And Stephen Miller going nuts. And Portland planning the naked bike ride. We have specific suggestions on that. I'll tell you about that after the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. This is the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back. If something happened to you tomorrow, are you leaving a scavenger hunt for your next of kin? Most families spend over 500 hours trying to untangle an estate after someone passes. And that's on top of their grief. The Knock Box was created to take that burden away. It makes organizing your most important documents simple, so you can leave behind memories, not a mess. Imagine the relief of knowing everything, your will, financial information, even plans for your pets, is all in one safe place, ready when your family needs it most. Each Knock Box comes with a comprehensive checklist that ensures you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. And the Knock Box now offers estate planning packages, which include a collection of legal, easy-to-complete essential documents you can fill out right from home. No lawyer required. Just head over to theknockbox.com and use promo code TOM16 to save 16%. That's theknockbox.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M-16, to save 16%. Theknockbox.com, promo code TOM16. Get organized and safe. If you're a homeowner in America, you need to listen to this. The FBI has been warning about a type of real estate fraud on the rise called title theft, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on a single document, use a fake notary stamp, and file it with the county. And just like that, on record, they own your home. Using your ownership, they then take out loans against your equity or even sell your property. And you won't know about it until foreclosure or collection notices show up in your mail. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can protect your equity and find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. You get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title records, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud occurs, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome the Mulva Cultural Center's Katie Compton, then filmmaker and founder of Chair on Stair Films, Derek Pfister, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The message was for Milwaukee County, but with a run for governor as the backdrop, David Crowley may have tailored the address for a wider audience. Last week, Milwaukee County Executive Crowley delivered his proposed budget for next year. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley is proposing a $1.4 billion budget for next year that includes cuts to transit and health services. It's to address a $47 million deficit.
We are the largest, the most diverse county in Wisconsin. We are the economic engine of the Badger State, and we are Wisconsin's epicenter for culture, entertainment, industry, innovation, tourism, and so much more. So let's act like it. Let's lead by example. The rest of the state is watching how we're going to respond to these challenges. Because you know what? They're feeling the pinch too.
The shortfall is said to be caused by inflation, public safety overtime, and the end of pandemic aid. To close the gap, the county plans to reduce bus service hours, raise fares, and cut programs like same-day paratransit. Health and Human Services, including substance abuse and eviction support programs, also face reductions. Crawley is asking for a $12 million increase in the property tax levy to help balance the budget. The Democratic candidate Crowley now faces a more crowded field in the race for governor. Former Economic Development Director Missy Hughes announced her bid this week. Also running, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, beer vendor Ryan Sternad, and Madison area reps Francesca Hong and Kelda Royce. Among Republicans, Representative Tom Tiffany and Washington County Executive Josh Showman have declared their candidacies.
The 2026 Wisconsin fall primary will take place on August 11th to narrow the field of those running for governor. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. A stray shower can be ruled out. Highs near the 60-degree mark, a north breeze. Shower chances for this evening will wind down. Skies turning mostly clear. Lows in the lower 40s, mid-60s Tuesday. It's 53 at our studios.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the Badgers game at Michigan and also the Brewers taking on the Cubs over the weekend. Where are we at in the NLDS? Jane Matinera, Matinera on Air, will join us and talk a little news as well.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed, along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Back 34 minutes past the hour. So here we've got governors speaking out. Governor Pritzker is saying that this is an invasion, that Trump is invading his state. And Governor Newsom, Gavin Newsom of California, just came right out and said it. He said, America is on the brink of martial law. Do not be silent. Pritzker said, we must now start calling this what it is, Trump's invasion. It started with federal agents. It will soon include deploying federalized members of the Illinois National Guard against our wishes, and it will now involve sending in another state's military troops. And then our congresswoman here in Portland, Maxine Dexter, she said, the president is abusing his power, attempting to militarize our cities. The power of the people must remain greater than the people in power. We need to show up in peaceful protest across the nation. Stay loud. She added, we cannot rest. The president is abusing his power, attempting to militarize our cities. Yeah. Meanwhile, Stephen Miller goes nuts. The issue before us now is simple and clear. There is a large and growing movement of left-wing terrorism in this country. It is well-organized and well-funded and shielded by far-left Democrat judges, prosecutors, and attorneys general. The only remedy is to use legitimate, and then force, basically. But here in Portland, we've figured out how to respond. The Naked Bike Ride is cranking itself up. Seriously, they sent out an email to everybody, and they've got 10 pieces of basic advice. No shame in wearing underwear. Wear sensible shoes. Hairy individuals should avoid duct tape. Bring a fanny pack. If you ride at night, you must have a white front headlight. Nudity in public area. I didn't know this. Nudity in public areas as a form of protest is protected under Oregon's Constitution. Photography is discouraged for obvious reasons. Touching and share lewd comments and staring is not allowed. Ride carefully and buddy or go with the group. And finally, this right winger, a professor at George Mason University's Scalia Law School, senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, Eugene Kontrolovich, wrote an op-ed in which he's talking about how the International Criminal Court has already launched an investigation against Donald Trump for militarizing our cities. And well, actually, his topic was killing the we don't know if they were tourists or if they were fishermen or if they were out whale watching or whatever, all these people off the coast of Venezuela that we've been blowing up. And he's got advice for Trump on how to attack the International Criminal Court before they have him arrested. Wild stuff. So what's on your mind today, Ramon in Loveville, Maryland? Hey, Ramon, what's up?
Oh, nothing much. I just had a comment and a couple of comments. But the main thing is I saw all this coming back a few months ago when Trump made it clear that he no longer needed MAGA to support him. The poor whites he doesn't need anymore, because he basically said when they were asking for the Epstein files that he basically doesn't want them anymore.
Yeah.
Which gave me the impression that he was saying that I have enough power now. I don't, and I can use my military in the inner cities now. I don't need your help.
Yep.
I don't need your vote. The other thing is, the only defense I know against a bunch of guys masked and unidentified walking around with gas masks on and shooting canisters at peaceful protests is oil spray paint. It's non-lethal. And everybody with the mask that gets his lenses painted would have to take the mask off in the midst of the tear gas.
Yeah, don't do it though, Ramon. That's assault. Not do it.
But that's the only thing I can think of. But they won't ever give you a chance to do that anyway.
They've already shot two people in Chicago and killed one of them. I mean, I would stay as far away from these people as I can. I mean, obviously, if you're going to protest, do it on in a public area where it's legal, but Do not confront these guys. They're completely out of control right now. Ramon, thanks for the call. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, you know, this is, the Supremacy Clause shall not be construed to dismiss the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is written and applies to the federal government. That's what it was originally written to.
Yep.
So the...
Although the Supreme Court has extended it to all, every American in every place and every state agency.
As on a case-by-case basis. It's incorporated to the states. The Bill of Rights, the amendments of the Bill of Rights, are incorporated into the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment on a case-by-case basis. And that's why the certain police departments' rulings have applied it differently than we might expect. But certainly applies to the federal government. We haven't been used to seeing the federal government acting as police force.
Yeah,
that's why
I think it's the first time it's happened since the 60s, since the civil rights era.
Right. Yeah, that's right. But this
Reconstruction before
I understand,
that.
There are credible reports that ICE tear gassed Chicago Police Department officers when they arrived on the scene to help mitigate the chaos that was created by this unprovoked attack.
Yeah.
That certainly isn't legal either.
Nope. And just and like here in Portland, they beat up, you know, an 84-year-old couple and gave mom, grandma a concussion. These big, tough guys.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's they are completely unhinged. And as you have said, I have been on this and alerted a number of state representatives. I honestly didn't think that they were paying attention to this, Tom, because you know what? It's kind of like COVID. Now, when COVID broke out, I was in Michigan living with my mom, and COVID broke out here in Kirkland, very close to where I live. Here in Seattle area. Okay, so I told in Michigan, nobody was taking it seriously. And I knew the first person that died of COVID was the mother of one of my friends. She was in that care facility.
Whoa.
And I said to my mom, nobody's taking it seriously here, but it's going to be here. And within about 6 weeks, it ravaged Michigan. Yep. Because everybody thought, oh, that's just a
Well, Trump was saying that. You had the president of the United States saying, "Don't worry, it's just like the flu."
Yeah, that's right. And he said, "We're going to be going back to church for Easter," yeah. And that's what people were thinking, and that's why it really ravaged a lot of the states. But I think that because what happened in Chicago hasn't happened here yet. But I am sending this email. I've got a big email chain going here with a number state legislature and saying, you better let Governor Ferguson know. And I'm better sure that he is keeping on tabs of it. But you can't just, the laws, just the Supremacy Clause doesn't, yes, the federal government can enforce federal law, but that doesn't mean they can supersede and traipse upon state laws and not correct. Obey those laws, too. They have to, yeah, that's true. The states cannot enforce federal law. But you look at it this way. There's two cases that I keep hearing people, you know, expert legal commentators, they don't talk about them. But in 1858, there was a case called Prigg versus Pennsylvania that said the state, Pennsylvania, did not have to help the federal government enforce the Runaway Slave Act. That correct. Was in 1858. In 2012, remember, in Arizona versus the United States, the Supreme Court ruled that the state could not help enforce federal immigration law, even if they want to. Remember, SB 1070 sought to codify, as they said, federal law into Arizona state law, and the Supreme Court said no.
So yeah, that was the papers, please,
the whole
bill
thing about,
yeah, that the Republicans were pushing
well, that's
in Arizona.
The whole thing about sanctuary cities is just means we declare we're not helping you because we don't have to.
Right.
You know, like, we don't have to help you, and besides that, we're not allowed to.
Yeah.
So this is...
Yeah,
it's very bad.
I'm waiting for a Chicago police officer or a Portland police officer or a Los Angeles police officer to arrest one of these masked armed guys who may or may not be ICE. We have no idea because they don't identify themselves. and see what happens. And I think Trump is salivating, waiting for that moment.
Yeah.
Because that's when he declares insurrection and martial law and locks down the state. And that's the moment that America ceases to be America.
Let me ask you, I'm actually hoping that Governor Ferguson will deploy the Washington State National Guard to protect us before Trump gets anybody in here.
Yeah.
That's what I hope.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise Trump is going to try and federalize them.
Makes sense.
If he, I don't know. I just think that
makes sense. It makes sense. Paul, I gotta move along. Final thought?
Yeah. No, that's what I was
That's it. Okay.
About.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Good talking to you. Louise in La Trobe, Pennsylvania. Hey, Louise, thanks for listening on SiriusXM. What's up?
Well, thank you. I just wanted to say when I was listening to the headset.
Mm-hmm. His speech to the generals, you mean, last week?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, he said that, so interesting, that anyone who would not fight for their country isn't worthy of being a citizen. Oh, the only people that deserve peace are those that are willing to fight and defend it. My father fought in World War II against the fascists, and he did mention the religious pacifists that didn't have to fight and how he had to fight for them because that's what our country was about.
Yeah.
About protecting people's religious freedom. So the Mennonites, the River Brethren, the Amish are all pacifists,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have to fight for their country, but they have a right to their religious freedom, and that's why, like my dad, fought in World War II.
Yeah. Well, the Second Amendment, the first draft of the Second Amendment had a phrase in it that said, and those religiously objecting or, you know, to military service are exempted.
Objectors.
Yeah. Yeah.
The conscientious objectors, right.
Yes, exactly.
So they listened to it and I went, holy cow. He didn't know what he's talking about. Of course, he doesn't the whole thing, but struck me. Nobody said anything about it, so I just thought I'd mention it.
Yeah, well, you did, and you did it very well. Louise, thank you very much for the call.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good talking to you. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
By the way, the Supreme Court said to Ghislaine Maxwell, thanks, but no thanks. We're not going to take your case. You get to stay in your country club prison where Trump has installed you to keep your mouth shut. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
Ooh, ooh. Did I scare you? Probably not, but I bet your aunt's mystery casserole for the holidays is going to scare your socks off. Why take a chance on a frightening meal this holiday? Take the fear out of the holidays with El Cafe in Port Edwards. Order your favorite items, have them delivered, and relax. The holidays can be frightful enough. Call 715-887-2213. That's 715-887-2233. Let El Cafe take the fear out of your holiday.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, we can't read a poker face. Deep cuts, the way it goes, when you're a part of it. And some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate, backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, you can go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM or text TOM, T-H-O-M, to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 to save over 24% off with a Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
I need to explain, but now the boots are back. The whispers, too, and they're looking for someone who looks like you. They don't knock, they demand no room for doubt. In your own hometown, you're a stranger now. They say it's law, they say it's peace, but all I hear is papers, please. Papers, please. In the land of the free.
52 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Marilyn in Okeechobee, Florida. Am I saying that right now?
Okeechobee. That's the biggest lake in Florida.
Okay. Thank you. What's up?
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say I'm so disappointed in the Supreme Court. They're the ones who need to step up and stop this treasonous dictator.
Yeah.
And maybe the Republicans will fall in line, but they're the ones allowing this. And it's sinful that they're allowing our country.
I think they're terrified. I mean, look at this. Last night that you had a judge, a liberal judge, who had ruled against Trump, whose house was burned down.
Yes. Yeah. Well, now's the time to step up. And there's 9 of them and 1 of Trump.
Yeah.
And if they don't speak out, then they will be targeted, because that's how this tyrant works. I have written to our chairs, our senatorial, congressional, and our Ken, and yeah, asked them to, now's the time to speak up.
Yeah, Hitler eventually went after his Supreme Court. I mean, you know, the dictator, you go along with the dictator thinking everything's good and I'll be on his side, and oh yeah, it'll be wonderful. And then eventually it gets so bad that you say, hey, wait a minute, and then they come for you too. Marilyn, thank
exactly.
you, so well
and,
said. Thank you very much. Deborah in Lockport, Illinois. Deborah, what's on your mind today?
I was harking back to your rant where you were talking about Ku Klux Klan in Portland, Oregon. And I just finished reading a book called The Fever in the Heartland by Timothy Egan. And it was about the rise and fall of the Ku Klux Klan in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And its grand wizard, I think he was, D.C. Stevenson.
Is this back in the teens and 20s, you mean, or back in the...
And convicted of murder. Uh-huh. I'm sorry?
Which era was that? I mean, there were two peaks of the Klan. One was Reconstruction.
This was in the 1920s.
Okay,
this
in the 1920s.
In the 1920s.
Yeah, okay, that was the more recent one.
No, fairly quickly, all within that decade.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, the governor of the state was a Klan member, and and they had the police. And
yep.
I think Indiana had the largest Klan membership in the country at that point.
Wow.
But the point I wanted to make about all of that was the parallels between what was going on with the Ku Klux Klan in places like Indiana and today with the Trump. It's just absolutely appalling. I mean, D.C. Stevenson was a con artist and a grifter, and he sounds like somebody else we all know and don't love.
Yeah. Yeah, they no longer wear white robes and a hood. Now they wear a, what's that thing called? A gaiter? On their faces
and red hats
and camouflage. Yeah, gaiters, camouflage, and
right.
red hats. And but it's the same people. It sure appears to me it's the same people. This is awful stuff. Deborah, thanks. Thanks for pointing that out. That's
as
a fascinating
appalling as
history
it is,
lesson.
Though, it gives me a little hope, because we threw them off in the 1920s. We could do that today if we,
I think so.
It.
Yeah. It takes enough of us waking up. When you read the book, did you get any clues as to what led to the downfall of the Klan? I thought it was World War II, but I'm not a scholar of that. I haven't really studied that time in our history.
Well, part of it was Stevenson's conviction for murdering this woman. I mean, he was a truly horrible man. He was a sexual predator, and he was violent, with the women he took.
And he was the governor?
So he was convicted of murder, but what took it was, in those days, you had newspaper people who were bound and determined to get out the truth in spite of Klan harassment. There were some newspaper editors and whatnot. I'm sorry, I'm old. I'm forgetting the name. He went to jail numerous times. He published a small town newspaper in Muncie.
So it was the media that took down the Klan.
And then there was
It was the media that took down the Klan.
Partly the media, because they were getting the story out there. I mean, for a long time it wasn't. The media was just as complicit then as they are now. But there were, what do I want to say, little outcroppings of resistance.
Yeah, well, we're seeing that here now, too. So, hope springs eternal. Deborah, thank you. Thank you so much for the call and the history lesson. I really appreciate it. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Democracy is crashing in America, and the world is noticing. I'll tell you about it. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, ZPAH will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511, and save over 24% with a happy ZPAH and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, ZPAH is happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our...
You could think you found your dream home online. The kitchen island looks perfect for your inner chef. The backyard, a paradise for your green thumb. And that extra room, hello walk-in closet. But here's the twist. The lot next door just got rezoned for years of construction. And this sound, yeah, you're going to be hearing a lot of that. Don't let your dream home turn into a nightmare. Work with the expertise and ethical training of a realtor, here to guide and help protect you from the surprises you didn't see coming. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, right by you.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. New court action by Democrats in Illinois over Trump administration plans for Chicago. CBS's Scott McFarland.
There's a legal challenge by the state of Illinois to try to have a federal judge there block or at least pause the deployment of Guard troops.
Earlier, a federal judge blocked National Guard units from other states that were bound for Oregon. Mark Sanchez, Fox broadcaster and former NFL star, now faces a more serious felony charge after his violent confrontation with a 69-year-old man in Indianapolis.
We are literally talking about people fighting over a parking space or a dispute about where people are parking, and it resulted in someone receiving just incredibly significant injuries.
Prosecutor Ryan Mears. To the Middle East, CBS's Deborah Pata watching for any progress toward a Gaza peace deal.
There are many sticking points that could upend the deal. Hamas has made no mention of disarmament, a key Israeli demand.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.